MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, May 21, 2025. A group will investigate bullying in Peabody. And a Beverly standoff ends peacefully. Cloudy, near 50, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 6:56 p.m. Caroline Enos reports in today's Salem News, a nonprofit organization will conduct an independent review of bullying in Peabody schools after the family of a 14-year-old Peabody middle schooler said he committed suicide due to bullying by classmates. Jason Bernard, an eighth grader at Higgins Middle School and a lifelong Peabody resident, died early Saturday morning. Bernard was set to graduate with his eighth grade class next month and was a member of the school's track team. Caroline Enos has much more on this story in today's Salem News. Also in the Salem News, Michael McHugh reports in Beverly, after 3 hours of negotiations, a man barricaded inside a Rantoul Street apartment complex while experiencing a mental health crisis surrendered peacefully to the Beverly Police Department on Tuesday afternoon. There were no reported injuries. Police were called about noon to an apartment complex on Rantoul Street following a report of a person experiencing a mental health crisis who might have been armed. Police set up a safety perimeter and requested assistance from the Northeastern Massachusetts Law Enforcement Council SWAT team and state police. Following his surrender to authorities, the individual was transported to a local hospital for evaluation. He is not facing criminal charges. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
State House reporter Christian Wade writes that state education officials have approved a new statewide admissions policy for vocational and technical schools that includes a lottery system to fill high-demand seats in the programs, but advocates say the changes will still leave some students behind. The proposal, approved Tuesday by the Board of Elementary and Secondary Education, would require the state's 28 vocational and technical schools to use lotteries to fill limited classroom openings. Currently, applicants are ranked on their academic attendance and disciplinary records. The measure passed on an 8-2 vote with Education Commissioner Patrick Tutwiler abstaining. It comes after several years of pressure from education reform advocates, lawmakers, and local officials to mandate that vocational schools use lotteries, like other schools, to fill limited classroom openings. And Matt Petrie writes in today's New Report Daily News, from skate park murals to circus shows, a recent round of Essex County Community Foundation grants will allow Salisbury and Amesbury to bring in more art locally. ECCF gave out a total of $110,000 earlier this month to local communities as part of its Creative County grant program. Among the recipients was Salisbury, which received $20,000 to create a mural at the Partridge Brook Skate Park. In Amesbury, a $20,000 ECCF grant will be used to bring the nonprofit group Theater in the Open to City Hall, where it will turn the space into a circus full of artistic performances featuring local participation. Red Sox beat the Mets last night by a score of 2-0. The series continues tonight at Fenway. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom Nicastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.